Hello, friend. This is an episode of Note to Self, but from when we used to be called New Tech City. Same good content, just the old name. Enjoy. Hi, it's Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's New Tech City. We've got a little extra interview this week. Nick Bilton was on our podcast talking about how techies in Silicon Valley parent. Now, Nick's book, Hatching Twitter, is coming out in paperback. And as Nick and I got to talking, he was sort of telling me about how he used social media to actually research how this group of guys not only founded Twitter, but how they destroyed their friendships. His researching techniques are going to change the way, I think, the way that biographies and nonfiction are written going forward. It's pretty interesting stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Here's Nick Bilton.
There's a really interesting story, I think, that I haven't told about how I reported the book. And so I reported it not just by interviewing several hundred people. Those people were all on background, so nothing was attributable to them. I fact-checked by making sure everything overlapped. But I also used a tremendous amount of social media as for reporting. So if I had an email document that I'd gotten from a source at Twitter, I looked at the date and the time, and I would go back to all the people involved in on that email. I would look at their Twitter from that day before and that day after, and I would look at their Instagram and their Facebook and their Foursquare, and I was able to literally pinpoint where they were throughout the day, what they were wearing, who they hung out with, you know, where they went. And so I was able to tell this like incredibly descriptive narrative nonfiction story based on the things that these people had already shared online, which I thought was just completely fascinating.
That's hilarious. You were like like secret – you were a detective.
Well, it was exactly what it was. And so I had literally like this company out in India that went and like collected all the tweets from like the first 100 people that were on the service and the first 50 people that worked there, and then put them into a database so I could search by date and all these different things. And I could literally find out on Friday night in 2006 at 6 o'clock, you know, Evan Williams was walking down the street and wearing a blue sweater, and two days earlier he'd been in a car accident and totaled his Porsche, and all just from him, you know. And so it was a really good and one of the things that I did to fact check was like people would tweet like, oh, it's rainy and cold today, and so when I would ask them like where they were, I would say, hey, were you inside or were you outside? And they'd be like, oh, I was outside. It was sunny outside. And I'd be like, well, okay, you clearly don't remember where you were that day because you just tweeted it was rainy and windy. But then but on the flip side of that, from the reporting standpoint and the reading standpoint, a lot of people were tweeting as they read the book, and they were like, I want – Jack, is this true? Ev, is this true? And of course, Jack and Ev didn't respond. And then people were asking me if this is true. And I couldn't necessarily go back and respond to thousands and thousands of people and say, check this tweet, check that thing, check this, or this is unattributed to this person. But I, you know, so it kind of left me a little bit open to a little bit of criticism from readers, even though I like crossed every I and dotted every T.
Yeah, how come you didn't go back and do some sort of, you know, like I don't know, an asterisk system that like cited various tweets?
Because it literally would have been a book twice the size of the book. The next book I do, I probably will try to build some sort of online presence that kind of shows where some of these things line up.
Okay, so Twitter, good for fact-checking. But if your subjects overshare online, social media also becomes an artful tool for the craft of more cinematic writing.
For example, the weather is a big way of, you know, when you're doing narrative nonfiction, we call it painting the room. And it's where if you don't actually have all the information of what took place, you can make the reader believe that you do by explaining what the room is like. So if there was a meeting at this coffee shop, I would go to the coffee shop and I would sit in the chair and I would feel the wood table, and I could describe those things, you know, down to the minute detail. But then I would also go and look at weather almanac for that day. Back then, Flickr was a huge platform that everyone used. It's especially everyone used at Twitter and so on. And I must have gone through 20,000-30,000 photos on Flickr from everyone that was not only in the room, but everyone was friends with them. And I put them into this like these folders by date and by name and tagged the people that were in them. And I was literally able to tell you what they were wearing 5-6 years ago and where they were, and say, oh, it was 84 degrees So there's a pretty good chance that Jack wasn't wearing a jacket. And I can describe all those things without ever even being there or talking to anyone.
I mean, do you think that you're one of the only authors who is using sort of research techniques like this? Is this the future of writing history?
I think that it is the future, without a doubt. I think I'm one of the probably one of the early nonfiction narrative authors to do this because it paired up so well with the book. But I definitely do see it as the future of nonfiction storytelling.
Okay, so that was an interview with the New York Times tech columnist Nick Bilton. You can now find him on Thursdays in the Style section. If you haven't heard Nick on our other New Tech City show, it's kind of, he's got some other really great stories. Check it out. Go to newtechcity.org. You can also find us on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you like to listen to on-demand audio. And you can always leave your comments there or tweet us at New Tech City or me directly. I do respond at Manoush C. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, it's actually been optioned to be a TV show.
Oh, a TV show.
Everyone who's who's a man in the book seems to want Ryan Gosling to wear glasses and play them.
Oh, yeah, that's good, actually. I like that.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe Ryan Gosling. I think when the show actually finally happens, I would love, because there's a lot of scenes with Mark Zuckerberg, I would love to have the Mark Zuckerberg character from Social Network make a few cameos. That would be really fun.
And you, of course, will have a cameo as well, I assume, playing the, like, diligent, nerdy tech journalist who gets to the bottom of all this.
I may have Ryan Gosling in glasses play that role for me, so...